Dodge County Public Health Officer Jody Langfeld says a middle-aged man tested positive for West Nile virus in June, but confirmation from the Centers for Disease Control wasn't available until this week. Langfeld doesn't know how sick the man was from the virus, but says he has since been released from the hospital. She says many people who get West Nile don't even realize it.
A lot of them, you know, may be tested at some point in their life and will be positive for having had West Nile virus and not even have known that they were ill.
But Langfeld says there are target populations who could have serious health problems if they contract it.
People that have chronic medical problems, younger individuals and older individuals, seem to be more at risk if they contract the virus.
The Department of Health Services says 18 dead birds from around the state have tested positive for West Nile virus as well. They were found in Barron, Brown, Kenosha, La Crosse, Milwaukee, Oneida, Portage, Rock, Sheboygan, and Winnebago counties. Langfeld says while West Nile virus can be serious, most people have little to worry about.
I don't think this is cause for alarm. I think this is just cause for people to kind of up their level of awareness and up their prevention activities for themselves and for their families.
Since it is a mosquito-borne disease, the Department of Health Services says the best ways to prevent West Nile virus include using insect repellent, checking screens and doors for holes, and by eliminating sources of standing, stagnant water where mosquitoes can lay eggs. Rich Kramer, Wisconsin.